Onward now with Greater LA on KCRW. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now let's see some orange. Well, earlier on Press Play, you heard about police misconduct, including a list of more than 600 officers with criminal records who still have their jobs with various police departments in California. In the city of Fullerton, some bloggers got their hands on documents related to allegations of misconduct in that city's police department, but the city sued to stop the blog from publishing them. An Orange County Superior Court judge agreed with the city, barred the Friends for Fullerton's Future blog from posting the documents, but then a few days later, an appeals court temporarily blocked that Superior Court order. Gustavo Arellano writes for the LA Times, is here with this convoluted KCRW Orange County line. Hey, Gustavo.
Hola, Steve.
So what is in those documents about the Fullerton Police Department?
These are all confidential, according to the city, but being it's the Fullerton Police Department, which has had a long history of controversy, some of the stuff is pretty explosive. And in fact, the blog Friends for Fullerton's Future, they already released some of their findings from those documents. One of them was an investigation about a former city manager who in 2016 drank and drove and crashed into a curb and then got a police ride home. Huge, huge controversy. He's no longer with the city anymore. Another one was a draft agreement between a former police officer and the city to shield potential misconduct records from disclosure law.
So, all right, we have those things that have been released, but there are still lots of documents that have not been released. An OC judge barred the blog from posting those documents. What was the city's argument that the judge eventually agreed with?
So what the city was arguing was that Friends for Fullerton's Future, which has a long contentious history with the city, that they hacked into a Dropbox account where the city of Fullerton apparently holds all of its records, including confidential records. But the bloggers say, no, the city actually just sent us the link to the Dropbox account and we were able to just access it like anyone else. And the lawyer for the bloggers also say, actually, anyone, not just someone who specifically requests a link, that anyone can access that Dropbox or was able to access Fullerton's Dropbox account if they only knew how to find it.
So there was an appeal. It went to an appeals court, the 4th District. They temporarily blocked the order from the Superior Court judge. So was that a surprise?
Block on block on block. Well, this is turning into a First Amendment case because what the bloggers also got, they're starting to get journalist associations from across the country filing an amicus curiae, a friend of the court brief, saying this for a city to say public records cannot be accessed by the public at large and in fact that they could be blocked after you have these records, that's chilling. That's a violation of the First Amendment. You kind of, as you alluded to earlier on Press Play, that's like the same argument that Javier Becerra, the Attorney General of California, had when he also released some records and he actually threatened some newspaper news organizations with, you know, just threatened them saying, hey, you can't publish something that I accidentally published, even though it's public records.
Well, legal academics say these types of cases almost always side with the open press, right? I mean, that's what the precedent in a case like this is.
Hey, the Pentagon Papers. I mean, this in the United States, hopefully still people believe in the First Amendment. The courts still believe in the First Amendment. And again, these are public records that the bloggers say they were able to access and the city never said you can't use one or the others. Here's just a link. At that point, it's open season. Maybe for me, actually, the story in all this is don't put your records on Dropbox. How about the old days where you had to go to City Hall and wait for a clerk to give you an actual paper document? You would have these problems.
Good luck with that. So the OC Superior Court judge sides with the city, says you can't publish these documents. Then the appeals court says, no, we're going to scrap that and temporarily block the banning of blogging these documents, right? So does that mean these documents get published?
I don't think they're going to get published. Friends for Fullerton's Future, I mean, they have always pushed the envelope on antagonizing Fullerton officials and especially the Fullerton Police Department. But remember, it's a small, tiny blog run by just local citizens. It has no financial backing from any millionaires or whatever. So this can be expensive really fast. And especially those of us who are in the media and have dealt with lawsuits, anything involving the press, they get expensive very, very fast. So what I think that Friends for Fullerton's Future is going to do is just really put its case out there to the public. public at large and hopefully say, hey, side with us and tell the city council to leave us alone. We are just citizens who got these documents. And by the way, these documents do not paint a pretty portrait of your elected officials. So why is a city trying to block people who are basically showing the truth and telling the truth?
Well, one of the bloggers, Gustavo, you mentioned it's a small blog, but one of the bloggers, Joshua Ferguson, had previously sued the city for police misconduct records based on the police transparency law that was passed last year.
Yeah, when there's smoke, there's fire. I mean, the Fullerton Police Department has decades of controversy involving its police officers for alleged misconduct. And so Joshua has been publishing a lot of this stuff for years. And he alleges that this is the reason why the city all of a sudden clamped down. Remember, all of this happened in June when they initially got access to the Dropbox account one way or another. Months later, now the city's saying, hey, we're going to stop you and we're going to make sure you can't publish any stuff anymore. So the city knows what Joshua knows, and they do not want Joshua to put that stuff out there.
So where does this go? I mean, is the city planning to appeal the appeal? Or, I mean, does it go to the Supreme Court? What happens?
Oh, wouldn't that be fun? Put Orange County on the map again. Who knows? Well, right now, of course, you know, we just wait and see whether Friends for Fullerton's future is going to publish more stuff, or we wait to see if the city's suit against them. And one of the things that Joshua's lawyers filed for is an anti-slap suit, strategic lawsuit against public participation, saying, hey, the only reason Fullerton's trying to do this is because they're trying to quash our First Amendment rights. So what we know, it's going to continue in the courts. That's the most I can say.
All right. Gustavo Arellano with KCRW. W's Orange County Line. Gustavo, as always, thanks.
Gracias.
I'm Steve Chiatakis. Thanks for your ear and for your time today. Have a great day.